Blog Praise Talk the Lord, everybody.
Radio. Amen. I was just talking with the First Fruits prayer line. Thank you for joining us, Blog Talk. Amen. I realize that there are millions that are connected to the Blog Talk through social media and everything else. But we are entering into the new awakening. In 1740, Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening. It was a spiritual move of God, too. This is a move away when the approach to God is changing. I used to approach Him by saying, Lord, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me. And we have changed it from the give me approach to God to the thank you approach. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this, thank you for that. And Isaiah 65:24 says, before you call Him, He will answer, and while you're yet speaking, He will hear. And we're thanking Him in advance. That's what faith is. You haven't seen the results in the physical, in the natural, but you got the results in the spiritual. God has already done it for you. And all you have to do is just give the anointing time to work, to reveal Himself to you. And He will. Amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line nationwide, and worldwide. God bless you. But thank you for joining us in Africa, in India, in Afghanistan, in Sweden, in Rome, in France, and all over in Germany and everywhere in England. All of you precious people in Russia, we can just keep on naming the nations that are coming together and opening up their lives for us to be heard in their countries. Amen. We want to thank you so very, very much. We approach you humbly, knowing that God has great people on this line, but even great people need help. Even great people need a spiritual awakening, need a spiritual lift. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank God for what He did for us last night, that amazing grace. Thank Him for the little things, for that's how you get great things. When you become thankful for the little things, He'll do great things for you. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Don't forget when I went to Richmond, Virginia, and they had not advertised the program at all. They were about, they had advertised a little bit because there were 12 people sitting in the auditorium that seated thousands. And I came in, and the devil said, you're not going to blow to no 12 people. Go on in your dressing room, get your stuff, and go on, get out of here. I went in my dressing room, and before I could get myself my stuff, I had a practice of going on my knees. And I went on my knees and said, Lord, I'm getting ready to go. Amen. Nobody in that auditorium except 12 people. And God said, wait a minute. Who will you blow for? I said, I blow for you, Lord. He said, if you blow for me, go in there and blow for these 12. Like you are blowing for a packed house. And I said, yes, Lord. And I went in there and did a concert for those 12 like it was packed out with thousands. And I played until sweat was all down in my shoes. And all I was wet all over. And out of those 12 people, I think I remember 3 people came to the Lord and gave their lives to Jesus. And then after I did the appropriate, to point them to a church home and things like that, and read the Bible, I went back in my dressing room and got on my knees and said, Lord, I did what you told me to do. And I was getting ready to go. And He said, wait a minute. And I stopped and listened. He said, I want to tell you something. I said, yes, Lord. And He said, you've been faithful over a few things, and now I'm going to make you ruler over many. Some of y'all wonder how I got to be the chief ambassador on this line. There it is right there. I've been faithful over a few things, and now God has made me ruler over many. And you understand what I mean. You have to be faithful with a few things. God notices your steadfastness, your unmovableness, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I want to tell you something. You have to steadily pronounce those wonderful things over your life, because whatever you say, heaven says. I got up this morning saying, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My mind is alert. I have the blessings of the Lord on me to make me rich and add no sorrow. I am triumphant. God has his hand on my life. I bind the enemy from riding along with me in my car as I go to my mother's house. I bind the devil. I bind the enemy that comes against me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And anybody who tries to put a curse on me, the curse will be reversed. And guess what? Heaven is saying those same things. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So God bless all of you. We love you. Hopefully we shared something with you that can help you. I tell you, if you take that little bit I just shared on the end there, your life will be more blessed. Because heaven says, whatever you loose on yourself, loose on anybody else, shall be loosed in heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind the enemy coming against this line here. Because we know the devil doesn't like us to praise the Lord and give praise reports. And he doesn't even like you giving prayer requests, because he knows God will answer your prayers. But we bind the devil in the name of Jesus. And we give God the glory and all the praise and adoration belongs to him. God bless you. Amen. I'm going to move here this morning. Good morning to everybody on the line. Good morning to you. Are y'all there? Are you awake?
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. I just thought about something. Amen. How many of y'all, don't answer the question, because it might be a lot of answers on here. How many of y'all were up looking and trying to win the Powerball last night? Don't answer. Amen. Amen. I went to sleep because my faith looks up to thee. Amen. I remember the old saints used to sing that song. My faith looks up to thee, thou land of Calvary, Savior divine. Amen. Y'all remember that? Y'all were up. Well, amen. I certainly don't push y'all to play the lottery or push you to try to win the Powerball and all that kind of stuff. I'm certainly not telling you to do that. No, no, no. But if you're going to go against the teachings that we put forth, amen, and you win, we want the tithes, amen. Remember the Lord first, amen, and do great works for him with that money in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, well, you're going to use the devil's money. Well, you don't know where your money and your purse came from. Even yesterday, it maybe have been used to pimp folks and all that other kind. It just came down to you, and you're so happy to have it, amen. Take what the Lord has blessed to come to your hands and use it for the glory of God. God bless all of y'all. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll have our praise, and then we'll have the loosing and binding. Is anyone on the line today who is supposed to handle the loosing and the binding? Okay, today, if you are, identify yourself. Anyone?
Mother Wilson is on the line. Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, all right. We'll get around to just a few minutes, Mother. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all you've done, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to stop right now, even before we do anything. I want to stop right now and have a word of prayer for Mother Abney Johnson. That's my mother. Amen. I wonder, can anybody lead us in prayer for her today? Amen. Amen. Lead us in prayer for her today. If you feel led, I'm open line to you. Amen. You pray. Anybody?
God bless you. Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson. We thank God this morning for Mother Johnson, and we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you this morning to look on each and every one of us and forgive us of our sin that we have committed in our thoughts or whatever. But God, we look unto you this morning for our Mother Johnson. Look on her, oh God, and touch her body. Give her strength in her body, Lord. Touch and heal her, Lord. Do it now. You said if we act in your name, you would do it. Oh God, give her ease. Give her, oh God, give her rest in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know the need. Do you know the need? We don't know, but you know, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, look on her limb down to the even to the end of her finger. In the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, give her joy, peace on the inside. Oh God, give her rest in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it, Lord. We know you will do it. And we know you have done it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your angels surround her. Give her peace, Lord. Let her feel your presence. Do it now, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You can heal her right now. In the name of Jesus, because you got healing. Oh God, all around us. All around us, Lord. You watch over us all night long. You kept up here. You let us look and wake up and have our move and our being. And you can do it for Mother Johnson. In the name of Jesus, give her strength, Lord. Encourage her heart. Encourage her, Lord. Help her to continue to look up to you. Our soul, Lord, is your soul. All souls are yours. In the name of Jesus. And God, you see her travel. You see her. You know her thoughts. In the name of Jesus, give her strength in her body. Strength, Lord. Strength, Lord. Strength, Lord. The blood of Jesus make whole. The blood of Jesus cover everything in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you see everything. You know every vein that's going through her body. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let her wake up, oh God, every morning. Oh, God, feeling better than what she ever have felt. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. Lord, we know you can do it because you are who you are. In the name of Jesus, let your blood prevail. Oh, God, and thank you, and we'll give your name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Wills. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
I'm honest with you all here on the prayer line. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
She's moving around now. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you.
Be honest with you, I received a phone call earlier this morning here at the house. And said, keep a watch on her this day, amen, because they were restless all night long. So, amen. So, I'm welcoming any prayer that you all want to pray this morning. Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. I'm going to open it up for maybe one or two more prayers if y'all want to pray a prayer. And I'm not trying to push you, but if you want to pray one, the line is open to you. Anybody else? All right. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you right now, Father. I do apologize. I was on mute. Thank you, Father, right now for this moment. For this is the day that you have ordained, and we thank you for it. We bless your name. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we could pray and lift up our dear Mother Adelaide Johnson. Thank you, Lord, for her life, her love, her legacy, her faith. Oh, we thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you that you've chosen her for such a time as this. Father, we thank you for healing her body, healing her from all sickness and disease. You are her physician. You're her doctor. Thank you for healing her. And thank you, Lord, for what you're doing even right now. Thank you, Lord, for how you are continually blessing her and how you will continue to bless her with good things. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because as long as there's life in this body, God is not over until you say it's over, and we give you the praise, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you will allow Mother to enjoy vitality of life. Glory be to God all the way to the very last mile of the way, and we thank you, Lord. She has a lot to look forward to. Hallelujah. Until then, she has a lot to look forward to. We thank you for it. We believe it, and we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Back to you, Keith. Praise him. God bless. I don't know, maybe I was disconnected. Let me check. Please stand by. Praise the Lord. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Oh, glory, glory. Well, somebody else can pray. I've just finished. I don't know if you heard me or not. The blessings of the Lord are present today. Until our chief returns, someone else can just pray as well. A blessing.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. I hear you now.
Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of your son Jesus and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come and ask our dear mother, at least Johnson, Lord, we know that you are able. You said, I'm the Lord that God that healeth thee. And by your stripes, we are healed. So we put on all this morning because you can do anything but fail. And I just thank you, Lord, you spared her to see this long life. And Lord, give her strength today. Help her, Lord, to enjoy her food, her appetite, and to enjoy her family. And Lord, just meet her every need. Oh, God, as she look up and call on you. And Lord, she can just know that you was able. You said, I'm the Lord thy God that he to stay. And I'm so grateful that we can call on you this morning because you have all power in earth and hell. And I ask you to bless all the prayers that are going up for bless Ambassador Dr. Johnson here, Betty Lord, all those that are on the line that's living for prayer for her, Lord. We know that you're able, and we know that you're going to bring her out victorious. And Lord, she's in your hand. And whatever your will is, let your will be done. Oh, God, just give her the praise. Let her song. Let her all that verse of scripture just be on her mind all day long. And just help her, Lord. And she look up and know that you're there. You are there for her. Keep her, Lord, in your care. Mold and make it the way you want it to be. And we'll be careful to give you the praise. We thank you right now. What you already done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. And we ask all this in your son Jesus' name. For Christ's sake, amen.
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 Thank you, Mother Britt. Thank you so much, Mother Britt. All right, I'll open it up for at least one more. If you want to pray for Mother Johnson, the line's open to you.
Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please revive, re-energize the mother of the nation, Mother Adley Johnson, Lord Jesus. Restore her energy, restore her mind, Lord Jesus. We believe and we love you in your name. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Heavenly Father, thank you. This great mother here. Thank you for what you've done and for all that you've done. Lord, we pray for her, Lord, that you will just let your will be done, your divine will. Lord, keep your hand upon her in Jesus' name. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Appreciate you. Put her in your hands and we thank you for it. Glory to God, be revealed in her. Oh God, for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
Y'all, why don't we give a praise to God for what he's done and for how he's blessed her, but not only that, for how he's blessed your family, for you. Amen. You got a praise for the Lord this morning? Don't sit there and say, well, it's early, I don't want to say nothing. Who do you think is talking to you?
Amen.
Before with the early praise, when I rise and give him glory. Amen. Let's praise him right now. This is a praise check to all y'all. Open your mouth. Let's praise him. Glory. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done.
the loose, the spirit of loosing. I lose forgiveness.
I lose compassion.
I lose healing in my body and my family.
I
lose God's guidance on my family and I.
I lose God's
angels to watch over me and my family.
I lose God's angels to watch over me and my family.
I lose prosperity on my family.
I lose
joy, peace, happiness, and long life over my family.
I lose joy, peace, happiness, and long life over me and my family.
I lose strength in our body.
I lose
a new and a double anointing in my life and in my ministry.
I lose a new anointing on my life.
All in the name of our Lord, Savior, and Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lord,
Savior,
the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Brother Wilson. My God, you lose some wonderful things over us and over your life, too. Amen. David encouraged himself. I believe when he looked like it was going down, the army was going to lose the battle, he started losing wonderful things to encourage himself that I can make it. I lose the blessings of the Lord upon my life. Amen. I want you all to wake up loosen things upon yourself. What did I just say?
I want you all to wake up
loosen things.
Close your eyes for a moment, everybody. Okay. And whenever you wake up, open your mouth. And I loose thank you, Lord. I love
you,
Lord. I loose, Lord, a praise out of my mouth in the name of Jesus. Thank you for waking me up this morning.
Praise out of my mouth. Thank you for waking me up this morning.
Yeah. When you wake up, Lord, I loose a praise out of my mouth to thank you for what you've done all night long. See, you have to realize your heart was beating all night long, and you didn't know nothing about it. And so you loose a praise out of your mouth. I got up loosing that this morning, and then I went into a loose blessings on me all day long. I loose monies to come to me that have been held up. I loose it. Satan, you are a liar. And many of you on this line who the Lord told you to send money, and you let the devil, the second voice, control you. Oh, no, you know you need that. But the blessing was in you releasing what God told you to release. And you missed probably 4 or 5 times what you would have gotten because you listened to the voice of the devil. Oh, you know you need that. Who do you think said that? If the Lord told you to send it and another voice said, oh, no. Who do you think was telling you that? Because he didn't want to be blessed. It's like paying your tithes. You get ready to pay your tithes, and the devil says, oh, no. You know you got to pay this. Who do you think said that? Learn to recognize the real voice of God, because the real voice of God comes to bring you phenomenal blessings that you cannot see. You can't see them. But the devil, many times, sees them. Why do you think he's saying, oh, no, don't you do that? Because he doesn't want you to be blessed. That's why. He'll speak and try to block every blessing you got coming.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And even unexpected checks that the Lord would release unto you if you had obeyed him. I said unexpected checks that the Lord would release unto you if you had simply obeyed him. But because you didn't obey, then he didn't release them, because he moves by faith. Why do you think the man who was blind got healed? What did Jesus ask him? Do you believe? Hey, Lord, you know I believe. Boom! It happened because of their faith. Why do you think the man who had leprosy got healed? Do you believe? Yes, Lord. Boom. There it is. The healing went forth. Why do you think Jairus' daughter, who died, when he walked in the room and they would start laughing when he said, she only sleeping. And they said, ha, you crazy. You heard, did you hear what Jesus said? She's sleeping. You know, we've been at the bedside around here. She ain't moved. She, that girl is dead. And because of that, he put them out of the room. Never forget when I put people out of Mother Johnson's room. They were sitting there looking like vultures, waiting on her to die. I said, get out! All of y'all get out! Amen. The family wants some time with us. I just use it. And we prayed over, and God raised her up again. Amen. I don't know what he's going to do now, but amen, we're believing God. Amen. Faith moves God.
Yeah.
You can't see it. You cannot see it. Many times it looks dark. Amen. When the situation looks dark. But faith is thanking God in advance for what you know and believe he's going to do. And the Bible said in Mark, no, let me go to Matthew 17 and 20. Yeah, and then 21 and 21. Said if you got the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, if you have faith and believe and doubt not, it shall be done unto you. Amen. Praise God for all of y'all. We love you and we appreciate you. I implore you this morning to have faith and believe God for your situation. Amen. Don't worry about this one here. God's got this in control. But have faith for your situation and believe him and see what he does for you. Now, about a week ago, I asked somebody, was it you, Ambassador-elect Hendricks, to trace your blessings? And tell us what happened. Or who was it? Somebody has to trace them for 7 days and see what happened after you was trying to remember. You sold something. I want you to trace and see what God did for you. Who was that on the front line? You know, y'all remember? Anybody remember? All right, if you remember, let me know. Amen. Because I want to see. I'm not going to try to build God up. Hard to pull him down. And you know, I just want to call a spade a spade. If God did it, let's tell it. If he didn't do it, let's tell it. He didn't do that. Amen. But if he did do it, tell that he did do it. Amen. Let's be fair. Fair with God, fair with the people. God bless you. Amen. Let me just give two or three praise reports. Did God do anything for you? If he did, the Bible says in Psalms 105, verse 1 and 2. He said, make known his deeds before the people. Why is that important? Because other people will hear what he did for you through his deeds and say, well, if God did that for sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so, he'll do it for me. He wants to build your faith. And then he says, talk of his wondrous blessings. Why? Because if you talk of what God did, you will build the faith in other people. Other people need to be built up. One of the things I said to our church last night is that we want to encourage people all year long. I'm going to be encouraging y'all all year long. I'm going to encourage you to lose things and to bind things over yourself all year long. Why? Because if you look at the end of the year, I see it right now. I'm a visionary. I see the end of the year, and I hear all what y'all saying at the end of the year. I hear it. What God did for you. God let me see those things and hear them. And, oh, my God, it's going to be ultra awesome what y'all are saying about what God did for you. But you loosed blessings on yourself all year long. And he showed me it works. Amen. I'm going to be encouraging you. But now let me just be fair with y'all. Be fair with me. If I'm encouraging y'all all year long, I'm a human being too. I'm asking some of y'all who got the visions to encourage your chief ambassador too. And because the devil attacks me, whether you know it or not, first. Amen. He really does. And try to bring blows to me and blows to me there, always trying to frustrate me, always trying to reject me, always trying to do everything he can to discourage me. And it's on purpose. Yeah, you use everything you can to try to bring blows to your chief ambassador because he wants to hit me. And let me see how much time I got here. Because I heard something that's so heavy in the spirit realm that the Holy Ghost was saying. I'm going to bring that tomorrow. I want everybody to try to get on the prayer line tomorrow. I'm gonna tell you what the Holy Ghost just said is so heavy. It is so heavy. But I'm going to bring it tomorrow because it takes a little time to bring it out. Amen. Not Bernard Johnson is it heavy. No. I'm talking about what I heard from the Holy Ghost. And my God, this is heavy. But I'm going to try to bring it tomorrow. God bless you. Let's have a couple of praise reports. All right, anybody? God did anything for you? I know he has. Just your breath, breathing all night long, and you didn't even know you were breathing. That's right then. That's heavy. My God. All right, let's have a couple of praise reports of anybody who wants to praise the Lord. Anybody? Line's open to you.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Mac Johnson in Texas. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul will cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for healing me. I thank God for delivering me. And all around me, God has made ways and he has opened doors. All from the past last year up until this present moment, God has been good to me. He spared our lives, touched, healed, and delivered so many times my family. And I just thank him on this morning. I owe him a praise. And it is my endeavor to praise the Lord and to give thanks to him. Many times I'd ask the Lord to give and make ways and open doors, and I want you to know he did just that. Even though when I wasn't expecting, I did pray, and I asked the saints to pray that the Lord would bless the finances, and there wasn't an unexpected bonus that were given on my job. Most of the time, I'm a part-timer. They don't give part-timers bonus. But I just praise God that just in the time that it was so needed, during the holiday season, God made a way. And I am so thankful for that. I thank him for he opening doors and making ways. And I just ask you all to continue to pray for us. We love the Lord and we lean and depend on him. And he has never failed me. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Somebody else, the line's open to you.
Morning. Let me follow my sister down there in Texas. Ambassador Johnson, this is Ambassador Charlotte Gray in Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, everybody, on this thankful Thursday. I am thanking the Lord. I've been trying to get this paperwork together to turn in for this part-time job, and it is an interrogation. It is against my character. I thank you, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. It is finished. I am mailing it out today. God, it is all in your hands. God, I owe you my life. You have always come through for Charlotte Gray. Always come through for me. And I thank you, Lord, that I am imploring my children. They need the Holy Ghost, God. You're going to come through for them. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that doors are being open and have always been open, God. They've always been open, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the Spirit, Lord Jesus, of the Holy Spirit that rebukes us and makes us, Lord Jesus, make our life change. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Have a good day.
God bless you. And I was listening carefully to you. Amen, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. Amen. You begin to loosen things. Oh, you and your family. God bless you. My God, keep on loosening those wonderful things, positive things over you and your family. God has always come through for you. Amen. And this time he's coming through for you again. You need a wonderful job, a great paying job. Amen. Loose it. in the morning, loose those things. Your eyes open. I loose, Lord, a praise to you because you kept me awake and kept me alive, brother. Loose it. Thank you, Jesus. And then start loosing. My family is blessed. I shall have a great paying job. I shall have a great job, a great paying job. Loose it. I am healthy and not sick. The blessings of the Lord are making me rich and not with no sorrow behind it. Amen.
Thanks.
Just keep on. When your eyes open up, this is what your chief ambassador is trying to get you to do. Start loosing things up on yourself for that day. And this shall be a victorious day. Amen.
Ambassador Johnson. I received that, and I remember it wasn't me that you told to do the tracking for 7 days. But I remember before that, years ago, you told us, go back and remember the last time God brought you out. That's always stuck with me. You said, go back and remember the last time when God brought you out. So I remember those golden nuggets down through the years that you shared with us. So this isn't new for me. You didn't tell me that this time, but I remember when you told us that years ago. How did he bring you out the last time? Did you forget? Didn't he bring you out the last time? So I do remember that, and I am encouraged, and I'm thanking the Lord for this rejection. All of this that has come up against me, it's a privilege to be used by God. I thank God because he chose me. He knew that I can handle it, and I thank him that everything that has came up against me, it is going to be turned around, and I am going to go up, and I am encouraged. I'm encouraging my children, you better grab it. You better grab it now early. It'll save you some grief in life. It'll save you some heartaches. It'll save you some challenges. Because you're going to be challenged. It is a Christ for a Christian. I'm not talking about somebody in church. I'm talking about a Christian. It is a Christ for a Christian. I thank God because loosing and binding and thanking him is powerful. So I don't want to take up anything else. It's not my time. But thank you, Jesus, for that opportunity, God, to open my mouth, God. Just open my mouth, Lord, and say, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because you've always come through, and I owe you my life. I truly owe you my life, God. You've always come through for me. God bless you.
All right. You got it. You got it. Amen. Thank you so much. That's the master, like Charlotte Wake. Amen. And she's got it. Amen. And I told you all that to remember the last time I did, and you reminded me, remember the last time he brought you out. Why? Because that builds faith in you for the future. If you can remember what he did for you the last time and how he brought you out, then he's gonna bring you out this time because you remember what he did for you. Don't forget about what he's done for you.
Amen.
And you're one of the main persons on the line, Ambassador Charlotte Gray, Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray, who remembers many of my messages, rejection is for your protection and things like that. I want to thank you. You always grabbed them and held on to them, and they have done miracle things in your life. Thank you so much. We got to get some prayer here. I want to get some prayer. Anybody got some emergency situations? Amen.
I just want to kind of piggyback on what the Evander Charlotte Gray was saying. I was listening at Mother Fitt. I'm not saying it like I want the ambassador to say it. The other morning says stay connected to the vine. And I thank God for what the prayer line has done because the vine means a lot that we stay connected to Jesus because he said, I am the true vine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God, you know, for being connected to that vine. And then the song began to come to me, let Jesus lead you. Another one says, let the church say amen. And then the last one that comes to me as I was writing out the losing, it says, I feel God out in me. And I thank God because it was really, the prayer line is really bringing back a lot of old songs to me. And I was hurting so bad the other day. I called the doctor. I didn't go that day, but I went yesterday. But God had already started releasing the misery that I had all in my body. I just thank God for stretching out in me. I just want y'all to continue to pray for me in the prayer line. I thank God for Dr. Johnson. I have the Lord is stretching out in him. God bless you.
Amen.